Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story, dozens of pro-Palestinian activists at the University of Chicago joining a nationwide movement against the war in Gaza by staging a rain-soaked protest on the Southside campus this afternoon. WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker is live on the newsline from Hyde Park with what's happening. Mallory?
University of Chicago students and faculty members are rallying in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza, protesting what they say is the University of Chicago's complicity in Israel's continued genocide. More than 200 students and faculty members are out here in the rain, gathered on campus. They are demanding the university divest from death in Gaza, the South Side, and beyond, disclose to the public the full extent and nature of its investments, budget, and holdings, and repair the injustices it perpetrates. This demonstration comes as colleges nationwide have held pro-Palestinian protests, including an encampment set up on Northwestern University's campus. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Thank you, Mallory. And police in Champaign today reportedly arrested one person after a dispute over a similar protest on the campus of University of Illinois. The pro-Palestinian demonstrators have sparked concern amongst Jewish students about potential incidences of anti-Semitism, and they're happening as prospective students begin college visits. Rabbi Leonard Matansky is dean of Ida Crown Jewish Academy in Skokie, which is the only Orthodox high school in the area.
Our college guidance process has now also included a question that we ask of universities before we allow them to visit, of what are they doing to provide a safe environment for Jewish students on their campuses.
The rabbi says he knows of some students who chose not to apply to Ivy League schools because of how they've handled protesters on their campuses. In other news today, a legal blow to R. Kelly in his bid to overturn his conviction on sex crimes. An appeals court has ruled that the singer's conviction and 20-year sentence in Chicago's federal court will stand. The appellate court has also denied his request for resentencing, saying he had no grounds to second-guess the prison term handed down by federal judge Harry Leinenweber. In 2022, a federal jury here convicted him on child pornography charges for explicit videos he made of himself and a 14-year-old girl. He was also found guilty of inappropriate sexual relations with the girl and two other teens. The mayor of Gary using his social media pages to blast whoever defaced a significant statue in front of City Hall. WBBM's Sarah Herrera has been looking into this. She's here at the anchor desk with a live report.
Lisa, the current mayor, Eddie Melton, is not pleased, calling the vandalism a disgrace. On social media channels, Mayor Melton is sticking up for the former mayor, who was memorialized in a life-sized bronze statue that was defaced with white spray paint in the overnight hours between Wednesday and Thursday. The statue was of Mayor Richard G. Hatcher, who served Gary for 20 years from 1968 to 88 as the first African-American mayor. While the mayor's office didn't say exactly what was spray painted on the statue was covered with cloth south while awaiting cleanup. The front doors of City Hall were also defaced. Mayor Melton said he supports First Amendment rights to free speech, but opposes any form of protest that rises to destruction of property. Live from the Anchor Desk, Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And a first of its kind pet adoption event took place this afternoon on Chicago's South Side.
Inside Lucky's Pet Store on East 43rd Street in North Kenwood, excited high school students and other local residents, along with some very excited puppies.
Students wanted to do an adoption drive. They wanted to do something with animals, and so we reached out to Chicago Animal Care and Control and talked to Armando, and we were able to set up a adoption event.
Mike Shea is a teacher at Kenwood Academy High School. Nearly 30 of his civic students organized this pet adoption event as part of their service learning requirement for graduation.
And according to Chicago Animal Care and Control, this is the first time that they've partnered with the Chicago Public School to organize a neighborhood adoption event. So we're really proud to be part of that.
Mr. Shea tells us that he hopes it'll serve as inspiration for students across the city. In North Kenwood, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A man shot and killed by Valparaiso police has been identified. Officers responded to an area of Fairgrounds Park in Porter County for a man with a weapon yesterday. That's when police say 20-year-old Caden Mira ran away and opened fire himself. After an exchange of gunfire, he was shot and pronounced dead on the scene. A weapon was recovered, still determining how the gunfire led up to that shooting. A new UIC study shows that government-funded health insurance for immigrants in Illinois is paying for itself and then some.
The Healthy Illinois campaign wants to see existing state health insurance programs for immigrant seniors and immigrant adults continued and even expanded. And a study they commissioned from UIC's Great Cities Institute says funding health care for immigrants, including the undocumented, helps the state. Matthew Wilson was the lead researcher.
The top line sort of benefits that we find is that it makes people more productive and it makes them it enhances their ability to work.
Union organizer and healthcare activist Graciela Guzman says people with health coverage get preventive care with fewer emergency room visits.
We have a glaring disparity in terms of coverage. Folks that are undocumented or subject to the five-year waiting period constitute almost 34.8% of our state's uninsured.
She says that needs to change. We look at healthcare for immigrants on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.